Impact of environments and production strategies on master scheduling. Master scheduling is influenced by the choice of manufacturing environment. Subsets of this decision relate to marketplace or customer expectations and manufacturing requirements. The choice of production strategy can also influence master scheduling. Impact of manufacturing environment on master scheduling. In each of the manufacturing environments, there is a different approach to scheduling, make-to-stock, MTS. A number of standardized products are assembled from many components. The range of finished goods is smaller than the range of raw materials needed to create the finished goods. The master production schedule, MPS, supports the building of finished items to forecast. The decoupling point is at finished goods inventory. Examples of products produced in this environment include bread, steel, small appliances, office supplies, petroleum products, and consumer packaged goods. Assemble to order, ATO. Organizations that use ATO are focused on customization. This approach is called two-level master scheduling. The range of finished goods is larger than the range of raw materials needed to create the finished goods. However, the range of raw materials is greater than the components and subassemblies, called standardized options or modules, which are produced prior to a customer order. The MPS supports the building of options from raw materials. The final assembly schedule, FAS, supports the production of end products from options after the receipt of orders. The decoupling point is at standardized options, subassemblies, and components. Examples of products produced in this environment include automobiles, motorcycles, customized personal computers, and packaged pharmaceuticals. Make-to-order, MTO. Organizations that use the MTO scheduling approach are process-focused. These products are more customized than MTS products. In this environment, finished units are produced after orders have been received from customers. The range of finished goods is much larger than the narrow range of raw materials needed to create the finished goods. The MPS supports the planning of raw materials and components. The FAS supports the building of the final product to match the customer order. The decoupling point is at raw materials and components. The FAS awaits receipt of a customer order. Examples of products produced in this environment include print shop outputs, scaffolding from steel, fabrics made from synthetic fibers, ships, buildings, special tools, industrial machinery, and specialty chemicals. Engineer to order, ETO. Organizations that use ETO are focused on waiting until a customer order has been received before any components can be ordered or prepared. The forecasting of capacity requirements, which includes number of workers by type, specialty equipment needed, and very long lead time components that are commonly used, is accomplished through the MPS. The MPS and FAS planned items are the same. Similar to MTS, the MPS is based on forecasts of customer demand. The FAS is based on actual customer orders, and as a result, it may experience shortages if lead times are not confirmed prior to providing the customer with a promised date. The different environments are chosen due to a combination of marketplace slash customer expectations and manufacturing requirements. Master scheduling will be implemented differently based on the selected manufacturing environment. Marketplace slash customer expectations. Exhibit 4-9 shows how marketplace or customer expectations related to product and delivery requirements will differ by environment. Lead times are dependent upon the product design requirements, complexity, frequency, and volume. Each environment also must take into consideration the customer delivery expectations related to speed or availability and delivery reliability, which in turn have an impact on scheduling. Exhibit 4-9, Market Customer Expectations. As you can see, key marketplace and customer expectations affect how a product is designed, made, and distributed. For example, low-volume ETO and MTO products, such as industrial machinery, will have varying lead times. Customers expect that production will not start until their orders have been received. Lead times also depend on the product design requirements and complexity in factors such as order frequency and volume. Customers of ATO consumer products expect shorter lead times than for MTO products. Their expectation is that their orders will be fulfilled from a small number of components and manufactured subassemblies that are already in stock. Everyday MTS products are expected to be produced in advance and available to be picked up in stores or for immediate shipment to customers. Manufacturing requirements. Manufacturers have their own requirements and concerns with respect to the balancing of production and inventory costs against customer service levels. The choice of the appropriate production process and techniques for managing fluctuations in sales volume have an influence on an organization's approach to master scheduling. Three important manufacturing requirements that influence master scheduling approaches in different manufacturing environments are: appropriate production process, methods used to manage sales volume fluctuations, choice of unit of production. Exhibit 4-10 summarizes how the manufacturing requirements influence the master scheduling process by type of environment. Impact of production strategy on master scheduling. Different organizations plan and schedule production using different strategies, level, chase, or hybrid. An organization that uses the level production strategy continuously produces goods equal to the average demand for the goods. Scheduling consistently arranges the same quantity for production based on the total demand. An organization that uses the chase or demand matching production strategy produces only enough to meet or exactly match the demand. The chase strategy keeps inventories low, which frees up cash flow that can be used to buy additional materials and reduces carrying costs that are related to holding inventory in stock. An organization that uses the mixed or hybrid production strategy lends the best of the two other strategies to create a new strategy based on lot sizing. As a result, there is inventory available for future periods called cycle stock. In summary, preparing the production schedule according to strategy leads to the following. For leveling, the MPS is constant. There is excess inventory available to meet future forecasts. For chase, the MPS matches the forecast. There is no inventory except safety stock. For hybrid, mixed. This is a lot sizing approach that falls between the two strategies.